The following is an excerpt from the Mindshifters Radio podcast from Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. The topic is special relationships.
And it just so happened that I was reading an Anthony DeMello book last night. And as I was reading his book, it's a synergistic thing. There's no direct line here. I can't tell you exactly what I read in his book, but I got this flood of the memory of the caller saying that to me about their intense gratitude and how they would want to just hug on me so hard that it might be overwhelming. And the thought that came to me was this flooded image about a new insight connected to what I've been told is an Einstein quote, where Einstein was quoted to have said, "Human beings are part of what is called by us the universe. We're part of the whole that we call the universe. And are looking at the universe as though we're just a part of it, us seeing ourselves as separate or separated from anyone else, is a kind of an optical delusion. And that optical delusion leads us to have a special affection for certain people and things closest to us. And that special affection we have for people and things closest to us is really the mechanism that creates a prison for us. Now, somebody might ask, well, how does a special affection for one person or a family member or a loved one create a prison for me? Well, I'm not sure exactly what the mechanism is, but I know that unless there was that special affection for certain people and things over others, I could never go to war. So if taken to the extreme, my negative judgment of others or my less than judgment of others is absolutely necessary for me to be able to do harm to another person or have any rationalization for doing harm to another person. At the same time, if I was able to see the truth of what a lot of scientists and great spiritual traditions tell us, that we're all connected, that we're all part of this one thing that we call this whole, this universe, then it would not be possible for me to harm somebody else because it would be like harming myself. So that if I saw things clearly, I wouldn't be able to hurt another person. And then the quote by Einstein, I'm told it's from Einstein, goes on to say, the only way out of that prison that I create when I generate special affection for certain people and things closest to me, the only way out of that prison is to extend that affection to everyone and all of God's creation. So what happened to me last night when I was reading this book by Anthony DeMello was I got flooded with the memory of this person saying how grateful they were and how they wanted to express that, and it would be so overwhelming and intense. The thought that came to me was, we all need to learn to look at everyone around us with that same filter. Here is a being of brilliance and light. Here's an extension of the creative energy and form. Here's a part of the one divine mind that I swim, live, move, and have my being in. And I have such affection for this person that I want to just hug on them. And imagine how our lives would change if we were able to see everyone through that filter. Just breathe into that. How would my life change if I was able to see everyone, not what they did, but every person through that filter? So I'll just take a breath into that, and I'll click on a microphone since someone put their hand up. Area code 847, you're in the air.
Hey, Tim.
Is this Mary? Hello, Mary. How are you?
On this conversation. Oh, no. Not the special relationship thing again. Oh.
You mean the specialness conversation?
Exactly. And I mean, I get it. There's scale, you know, it's all in scale and all that kind of thing. And I understand it. I guess I just feel like there's, in the same way that, let's say there's a disaster somewhere and it's so far away, but I want to help. And, you know, that whole kind of thing, like my eyes and ears only go so far and I can't do everything everywhere in the world. That's why, you know, you can only do so much or in your area or whatever. I feel like that's the same concept in a way with a special relationship. There's no way that I can get as close. I can only get close to so many people, you know, and have a real relationship where that purpose is learning and growing. And you can put the love out there to everyone or offer it out, but I don't think it can ever be quite the same as the people that you're in such direct contact with, that they know you and you know them and you're building this thing, because you just can't do that with people that you're nowhere near. You know what I mean?
Well, I think I do. And I think I would have to agree with you, and I would say that. Take a breath.
I've taken a few today. I'm fine now.
Okay. So all this teaching is calling you to, calling me to, calling us to, is to hold that filter in place for whoever's in front of us. Directly in front of us, right now, in any moment. even if they just stole $70,000 from you, even if they just did something that you thought was harmful to one of your dogs, or your children, or someone you love, it's like what I was about to say before you put your hand up was that in the Way of Mastery, it calls us to asking to be shown how to view my brothers and sisters the way the Creator views them.
Mm-hmm.
And the request there is to just to be able to see with total clarity and accuracy. Well, how could there be a problem if I'm seeing it accurately and clearly? That's obviously going to be a better result, right?
You would hope so, yeah.
So we're not called, we're not called in this work to be the same as the one mind that connects us all. We're not called to be the same as that. We're called to realize that in direct connection with those around us, the filter, the view, the perspective, the reality, the realization, what Michael Rice would call the actuality of the truth of that person, is available to us. And if we're seeing anything other than that, deep truth, connectedness, the beauty of the creative energy expressing in form, if I'm experiencing anything other than that, it's because of roadblocks, garbage, traumatic energies, false conclusions that I'm holding on to. Or a filter of specialness that I've created, and I'm refusing to apply to the person directly in front of me. So,
okay,
for my money, it's a big enough challenge for me to just learn to do this more and more day to day with whoever I run into, whoever I'm interacting with, person to person in the moment. And if I master that, then I'll worry about whether or not I can hold that same level of affection for people on the other side of the planet that I've never met. But I'll take it one step at a time.
I suppose. I don't see how it's like that. Well, I guess I just don't see the prison, how it's such a prison, because if we're all one and you have a, you're learning from your relationships and they're deep, it's not just to that person. I mean, if we're all connected.
Well, what I think they're talking about when we talk about is it a prison for me, what I think they're talking about is the pain and fear and sadness that I generate and hold on to and blame on other people around me. I mean, just think about the pain and fear and sadness that happens around war.
Right.
Well, I can't have that unless I've got the programming that says we're right and we're the God's chosen ones and our country is better than the other country and we need to attack them so they don't get our cows and yeah. But the ancient definition for war from a movie, the movie was Arrival, and the linguist in the movie said, you know, ask these people what the original definition of war was. And the original definition of war from this ancient culture was, I want more cows. That's what was meant by war. So,
awesome.
So if I'm not able to do harm to another person in order to get property, if I see them as every bit as valuable and worthwhile as me and my children and my father, my mother, my lover, then I can't do the anger business. I can't do the attacking business. And just think about all of the pain and the fear and the sadness, the grief, the horrors that come from getting into a war.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I envision when they say it's a prison for me.
Okay.
That I'm creating all of my negative emotions.
Okay.
And those negative emotions become a prison.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just calling us all. I was calling us all to think about. Just imagine how different your life would be if everybody you saw, you felt so loving and affectionate for them that you had to control yourself so you didn't jump on them and hug them. Imagine how much different your life would be. Imagine the energy that you would pour into your interactions with them. Mm-hmm. And how positive that energy would be, even when they're having a bad day or they're angry about something, or that's all. I'm just, that this came to me in a flash.
Cool. All right, I will put some thought into that one.
Yeah, try and generate that. They're, one of my favorite lines from the book, The Mirror Theory, was the student is asking the teacher, what do I do about all my garbage history? And the teacher said, well, to begin with, let's give it a name with more reverence than garbage history. Let's give your past a name that speaks more accurately of what it is or was. What would that be? Well, how about calling it the love of God in search of self? So everything I did in the past that wasn't perfect yet was just me testing things out, trying to find my way home, trying to get more clear about the realization of my true awareness. I'm sorry, of my true nature and the awareness of the true nature of those around me. So I used that. I used that for quite a while after I read that book, and I would walk around and I would see people and they would be crabby, or they would be disheveled in their dress, or they'd be homeless. And I would just say in my mind, there's the love of God in search of self. And just watch how it changed my energy to think that way. And then if I was, you know, well tuned in and relaxed and breathing and asked to be shown, I would ask to be shown, so is it mine today to offer this person some money or ask them if they're hungry or if they need help with something? Or is it to just smile and send loving energy? And act from whatever guidance I got when I was asking to be shown what's mine to do in the face of this human being who is simply the love of God in search of self.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting for even to be treated that way by another person. I could see how that would be the kind of a different kind of world. Yeah,
well, Michael Rice. And Michael Rice in his work calls us to do this, and Susan Darnell was talking about it yesterday, that before they do their breath sessions, they do a thing called a love exchange.
Right.
Which is just going inside myself and thinking the most loving thoughts I can and generate that loving energy and feel it in my heart space, and then imagine that I'm just pouring it out my eyes toward the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the first time doing that. It was very intimidating to me. That one took some practice and some loosening up. We're not used to that, at least most people, I think.
Yeah, absolutely true. Absolutely true. And yet, what would you say your experience is of it today? Would you say that with whatever willingness you've been able to do that, the times you've been called upon to do it, that it was helpful or hurtful?
Well, I never found it hurtful. There are some people that I think I have a closer bond with because of it. You know, we were both risking to do that, it seemed, and it was all good, and it felt wonderful, and yeah, I think it was definitely worthwhile.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it was outside your comfort zone.
Oh yes.
It yielded good benefits.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
So that's the kind of thing we're suggesting that
yeah,
all of us can do more
right,
often.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
To whoever's mm-hmm. in front of us.
Yeah, I guess when I hear you say, you know, the special relationship, it seems like it's something in me that says, ooh, you know, you're not supposed to have close relationships, that it's taking away from something else. It just seems like, you know, I look at it I guess that's something I need to do some worksheets on about how I'm looking at it as a weakness or a criticism of some sort that, that's
yes.
too special. You shouldn't have that.
Yes, that's right. And please try and hear it, because I've said this before. Take a breath or two. and literally what we're calling you to in this work, we're calling all of us to in this work, is to do more of that special relationship stuff everywhere in your life with every person. Generate that same level of appreciation and affection for everyone you interact with. So the only thing that makes it unhealthy is if I'm restricting it from anyone. If I'm doing it with everyone, it's the love of creation, it's the energy of creation that some would call is love, extending itself to everyone and everything. And that's highly recommended.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's the exclusive part of it that makes it unhealthy. It's not the intensity of it. It's not the affection of it. It's not the fun of it. It's not the health of it, the joy of it that makes it unhealthy. It's excluding someone from that energy that you're capable of generating and extending. It's that that makes it unhealthy for you. Because every time I do that, every time I exclude somebody from my extending that loving energy, that appreciation energy, that deep compassion to them, I'm excluding some part of myself from feeling that. The only thing that would make me hold back from extending that to somebody is that I'm somehow judging them negatively. And what we know in this work is, I'm never going to judge anybody else negatively unless I'm still judging some part of myself negatively for having done the same or similar thing. So the injured, wounded, shameful part of my mind has to be there in order for me to withhold sending that loving energy to someone else. And I'm the one who heals first when I find a way to get in touch with my true nature as that energy of love, feel it fully through every part of my system, and then extend that to the person that moments before I thought wasn't worthy of that affection or that attention or that creative energy.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, we'll see how much deeper this discussion goes into my little brain here, and their process is a little further.
All right, well, I appreciate the call and the comments and all of your work, and I look forward to our next face-to-face encounter.
Awesome.
All right, take care.
Okay.